Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the show. Where else can you listen to Big Brother House Guests, Survivor Castaways, and the Amazing Racer Racers? That's right, here at the Rad Reality Show.
I got a feeling that tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be.
Hello, everyone. It's the Rad Reality Show, and we're going to kick it off with our theme song tonight, Manic Monday, with Michelle Costa and Ron Rad. Well, tonight we have a great show. Welcome to everyone in the chat room, all the guests that's listening. Welcome. Welcome to the Rad Reality Show.
Call in at 347-237-5506. But anyways, and when you do call in, push 1 if you want to talk to the host. Because if you don't push 1, I think you're just listening in.
Hi, everyone. Today is June 4th, 2012, and I'd like to say thanks for being here with us on the Rad Reality Show for Manic Mondays with Michelle Costa. My name is Cherry Garcia, and I'll be your co-host tonight, along with Paul from Minnesota. How are you doing tonight, Paul?
I'm doing well. No thunderstorms for me. I hear yours has yours passed now?
And they're pretty much gone. We've got a few limbs down and that sort of thing, but no casualties around here, so we've got a little bit of ray of sunshine coming back through, so doing well.
Great.
We also have the star of our show, the host of our show, who always brings us a ray of sunshine, even though she's working her little self away right now, working very hard hours, Miss Michelle Costa. How are you doing, babe?
I'm doing fantastic. Hello, everybody. Hi, Cherry and Paul. How you guys doing?
We're doing great, Michelle.
Oh, my gosh. Well, guess what? You guys are talking about rainstorms. Well, let me tell you a little something, okay? It's pouring over here. It's been raining. I feel like I brought the rain with me from Philly to from Philly. I actually drove 7 hours yesterday after I worked a 10-hour shift from Philly back home. And let me tell you guys, first off, I was in my first tornado warning while I was in Philly. Yeah. I turned the TV on after a long day of work, and, you know, I'm just kind of just watching this, trying to see what's going on, and all of a sudden there's like a little, like, beeping noise on the TV, and I'm like, all right, like, what's this? And I see it's like thunderstorm warning, flash flood warning, and tornado warning, and I'm like, well, that's new for me. So I'm thinking, okay, I'm in the fifth floor of a hotel. So I was like, all right. So I figured the best thing for me to do was, if anything were to happen, and I don't know, you guys are probably familiar with this, is I was going to grab pillows, comforter, and I was going to go hide in the bathtub. Is that the proper procedures of tornado hiding?
Well, if you have to stay that far up in the air, I guess that would be somewhat appropriate.
I figured at least if I get flown away, I have like a cape on me, which is the comfort of like the hotel ML that I was at.
Yeah, you don't really want to be that far up in the air with a tornado heading your way. But if you have to be that far up in the air, I guess, yes, being in the interior room, preferably like a bathroom, away from windows with protection over you is the best place to be.
Yeah, so needless to say, that was interesting. I was like, ooh, this is the first check off my list and hope it never happens again. So, yeah, that was very interesting. You know, I guess they say that Philly is the city of brotherly love, and I guess that's how they show me love. You know, I guess I am a tornado there, so they figured they'd give me one back. So, but, yeah, it was interesting. I really didn't get to enjoy it, like, sightseeing-wise, I guess you could say. But I definitely worked my little booty off.
That's a question I was going to have when I saw you were on a road trip. When you're doing that, obviously it's for a job, but do you have much time that you could even do any sightseeing?
Let's put it this way, Paul. If I were to tell you I barely had time to drink wine, does that give that to you? Because you know I love my wine. No, I was actually up there. You guys know that I've been doing really, really well at work. And I'm actually kind of in the middle of getting kind of a promotion. So what's happening is I had to go down to Philly so I could learn a brand new product. And I'm sure you guys have gone to, like, home shows or trade shows, or you've seen, like, you know, the people on the infomercials, but, like, I'm actually mic'd up now. I have a mic. I look like I'm, like, Britney Spears, ready to do, like, a halftime show. I have a stage that I build, and it's so cool.
Oh.
Yeah, so
it's like that little mic hanging from your ear goes down to your mouth type of thing?
Yeah, yep. So I was really, really nervous. I'll be honest with you guys. I think the first time I did it, I pooped in my pants. Don't tell anybody. seriously, I went up on that stage, and I ended up like, because what we're doing is we're selling products. And my first show that I did, I was probably about, I think 15 or 16 people that I had gotten together throughout the retail store to come over and watch it. And you know that every single person bought a product. I think I ended up selling in 5 minutes like $400 worth of product in just my first show.
Wow.
So I did really good. The gentleman who trained me looked at me and he was like, seriously, like, I'm going to have to get training tips from you. He's like, look at you, Miss Scaredy Pants, going and killing it. So, but guess what? I don't want to talk about work. Enough work. Work is just, I just want to put it in the back burner. But we have so much to talk about. Yes, Paul.
Okay. Are you reading the chat?
Yes, somewhat. I was just talking, which specific thing are you talking about?
Michelle from the Bronx saying, Casa's going to say, flip that switch next. Let me know if you get the joke.
Flip that switch. Wait a minute. I know there was something. I'm telling you, I'm not right today, okay? I'm not normal. I'm not myself. I've slept maybe 10 hours in 6 days. No, can I just, not to go back to the work thing, but this is like something that you can just really laugh at, guys, and just, we're going to go skip over this whole work thing. But when I was driving on the way from Philly to Rhode Island, it was supposed to be a 4.5-hour drive, which ended up being a 7-hour drive, okay? So when I got into, when I finally went through all the crazy traffic in New York, I was stuck on the George Washington Bridge for like 1.5 hours, and I finally made it into Connecticut. Now, there's like service areas. Do you guys know what service areas are? Like, do you guys have them there where every maybe, say, 20 miles or 30 miles, there's like a gas station with a McDonald's and all different sorts of like food that you could stop and kind of stretch your legs out? Do you guys have that where you live?
Right.
Along the
okay.
interstates.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Rhode Island, we don't have any because it's so freaking small. So, but in Connecticut, the last one is right at exit 50. So that means, like, the ending of Connecticut, you have 50 exits to go, and then Rhode Island. So it's like 1.5 hours. So I was like, should I stop and use the restroom facilities? And I was like, nah, I'm good. Well, needless to say, I was thinking that I really should have stopped because, you guys, I was really contemplating on going to the bathroom in my car. I couldn't even handle it anymore. Aww. I was wishing that I was that lady. You guys remember that lady that was from NASA that put the NASA diaper on and
yes,
she trucked those 6 hours? I was like, I really wish I could get her number and ask her if she could somehow teleport me a NASA diaper. Okay, enough of that. So, but okay, let's talk about a couple things. First off, I just want to thank everybody for Thursday's show. I mean, I'm sure Paul and Cherry agree with me. What a fantastic show! It was. I thought I was going to be crying more, but it was more like a happy kind of sad thing, right?
Right, and that's kind of what I wanted it to be. I wanted people to remember Ron's sense of humor and the joy that he brought to all of us, and it was perfect. That was a perfect show. I didn't want everybody crying and, you know, being sad. I wanted it to be a joyful show where we remembered the good times about Ron.
I'm sorry.
No, go ahead, Paul.
No, I was exactly, you and I talked a little bit ahead of time about the show, Cherry, and I really was hoping it would turn out the way it did. It was such a fast 2 hours. It was like it went by in the blink of the eye. It was so nice to have all the reality people that came on and all the Rad Reality Show family people that came on and shared their stories, and I was glad to play some of those clips that just cracked me up, and that was a highlight for me.
Yeah, Jobby, Paul, you did a great, great job getting all those clips together, and I'm sure it was probably kind of like one of those things that was probably happy and sad at the same time, like going through those and deciding, okay, which one is good, which one is bad. None of them were bad. I'm sure you probably were like, oh, my God, I want to play all of them. But you did such a great job, and everybody out there, I just want to thank you guys for making it a great show. You guys were all fantastic. So I wanted to just touch base with that first.
Also reflecting in the numbers, there's a number that I'm not completely sure how it reflects because we can see the chat numbers, but there are people listening on widgets and elsewhere across the internet. And it was, you know, since Ron passed, it was one of the largest live listeners. I think there was about 130 live listeners at the time. So it was well heard and supported.
Yeah, and I've had a couple of people contact me since the show and say that they are so sorry they weren't able to make it. You know, a couple of reality people contacted me and said that they wish they could have been there, that they just weren't able to make it at the time, and they were so sorry that they weren't able to make it, but they
and
would.
It's understandable,
Ashley Trainer,
you know,
was one of them that really wished, you know, that she could have made it.
Who?
Ashley Trainer.
Oh.
So, you know, we've had some people that contacted me after the show that really wanted to be there but just weren't able to. So, you know, there was some people that just couldn't make it and really wished they could have been. So,
yeah.
It turned out to be a wonderful show.
Fantastic show. Yeah.
It was. It was a great, great show. And I thank everyone that came and listened to the show live, and those of you who couldn't make it to the show who've listened since on the widgets and the podcast, and those who came and sat with us in the chat room, anybody who participated in the show, I just want to thank everyone. It turned out beautifully. I know that Ron would have been so proud. I know he's up there just with the biggest smile, and his heart is full of love, so that's what I wanted. I wanted us to remember the joy that he brought to us. That was what the show was about.
Absolutely. So thank you, everybody, again. And okay, well, that was said. I just want to say hello to everybody in the chat room. Hi, everybody. I'm waving. You can't see me, but I am. okay, a couple other things I wanted to talk about. Cherry, I heard you made a new friend on Facebook.
I did.
Cherry actually, maybe Cherry can tell the story, because I actually don't know the whole entire story, but I know that she became friends with one of my bestest friends that's known me for like 16 years now. So don't be asking her any stuff, because she's got a lot of good juicy stuff about me. I'll tell you that right now. So you too, I'm going to have to keep an eye on you guys. So. But she was super excited. She's like, oh, my God, I love Cherry. And she goes, and I love Cherry Garcia. She's like, I love that ice cream.
I told her, I said, I think she's been working too hard.
Yeah. Yeah. So that I just wanted to let you know that I know Cherry.
She's a sweetheart.
The other thing I wanted to say was, if everybody or anybody has been watching the news or anything, yesterday Miss USA aired, and I just like to say congratulations to Miss Rhode Island, who is now crowned the new Miss USA, putting it on the map. Go, girl, go, Olivia. Awesome job. 20 years old from Cranston.
I didn't know that you were in Miss USA, Michelle.
I'm sorry?
I didn't know that you were in the Miss USA pageant.
You know, that's where I actually was. I wasn't working in Philly. I was actually Miss USA. But I just want to say that absolutely gorgeous she is. And if you guys have a chance, kind of look up her video. She's actually really, really cute when she was giving her questions out and all that. But very, very proud to be. I'm very proud to be a Rhode Islander. Sorry. Okay, we don't want me to sing at all. See how I'm a little bit loopy? I'm a little loopy, everybody. So, all right. So I just wanted to say that. Number one. Okay, that was number one. Number two. I just want to say, if there's anybody listening from Canada, I am super duper 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 excited that there's going to be a Big Brother Canada finally. Woohoo!
Yes.
Eh?
Isn't it about time for those Canada people to finally get their own Big Brother?
Finally. I mean, what took so long?
I know.
You know, they couldn't try out for the Big Brother here. So they were just kind of like, what are they going to do, you know? So I'm glad to hear that Big Brother is going to be going there. So that is a wonderful thing. Also, let's just talk a little bit before we get to Glass House and a couple other things. I just want to say go Celtics. Woohoo.
Oh, my God. Did you watch the game?
Yeah, I watched it while I was driving. I wish I did, Paul, but I did. I heard LeBron James fouled out.
They had like an 18, Boston had like a 17, 18 point lead, and Miami came back to tie it and went into overtime. So, it was exciting.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's how we roll. We shoot ourselves in the foot, and then we make it so dramatic and everything, and then we have to win at the last second. So, too bad Mr. Wade, Dwayne Wade, didn't get that three-pointer in. Too bad for Miami. Wah, wah, wah. But it's still going, though. It's tied 2-2. This is what I'm talking about. We want playoff games like this. We don't want four and out. This is what we want. You know, this is just shows teams that are great and that deserve to be there. So we'll see what happens with that. And I know a lot of people are talking about the three old guys, you know, that are on our team. So we will see how old guys run game, I guess you could say.
And one of them Minnesota gave to you.
Which one would that be? Would that be...
AG.
Hold on. Yes, yes.
AG.
You know, I actually... Yes, I love Kevin. I love. I'm obsessed with him. You know, I actually got to meet Ray Allen, too, like I don't even know, like 12 years ago. He's pretty cool. Got a picture with him, but...
I remember you talking about that on one of the shows one time.
Yeah, I actually have... I'm going to have to look for that somewhere. I don't know where, but I have a picture with him, and he signed it and everything. This was before he was even on the Celtics, so... He was actually in Providence, and I was so excited to meet him. So just imagine if I was really excited to meet him. Imagine if he was on the Celtics. I probably would have raped the guy, but lucky him. That but no, you know what I love about it? Like, everybody keeps talking about, you know, they're probably not going to play again, and the three old guys and all the other teams are young. But wouldn't that be awesome if, like, the three old guys, I guess you could say, end up coming out in the end and winning a championship? Because it's probably going to be their last game together. Some of them might even retire after this. So I'd like to see something like that. Yeah, you know, you never know. You don't know, you know. So I'd like to see how that works out. And it would be fantastic to bring another championship to Boston. Just add it to the list. But I'm excited about it. But let's talk a little bit about Big Brother rumors. Now, let's get some people, if they want to call in, if they've heard anything. Cherry or Paul, have you heard any of the Big Brother rumors? Like, what have you guys heard? Because I've heard a couple of things.
I'm anxious to hear your rumors, because I really haven't heard many rumors about Big Brother just yet.
I hadn't heard any either. I'm kind of the type of person that kind of filters out rumors because they more often than not don't prove true, but it's interesting to hear. What have you heard?
You know, that's funny, Paul, because I, you know, you don't ever want to hear rumors. Anybody can really bring it up. Like, you know how we always start rumors here? You know, we could start our own Big Brother rumor if we wanted to, but I've heard, like, you know, talking to people and going through certain websites that it's going to be kind of like a beachy theme or something like that, kind of maybe like a Malibu-y kind of theme, which really doesn't mean much. I don't know if that's a rumor, you know, that could just be what the house is like. I keep hearing that it might be possibly an All-Stars. I don't know. If anything, you know, the cast should have been picked by now if it is not an All-Stars, and that they should have already kind of done their they're going to L.A. and kind of doing their whole psychology thing, and they're, you know, going to the doctors and going to meet the producers and stuff. So that we obviously don't know, but, you know, I've heard that people have said that Rachel's going back, and I mean, I don't even know if that's true, because, like, I heard Reagan had said something about Rachel going in, and he's like, well, no, she's not going in, because I was just with her the other day. But we all know that past house guests won't get called until, like, a couple of days beforehand.
All right, here's what I would like to see more of. I would like to, like, on your season, who do you remember the past house guests that came in and did the one of the competitions with you? I love it when they bring in a group of past house guests to do competitions. You remember that? Who all was it?
Okay. Well, let me see if I can try to make sure I get everybody. Boogie.
Yep.
Maddie. June. Jen Johnson. Janelle. Yep. Jace,
yep.
Bunky,
yep.
Chicken George,
yep.
Amy.
Yep.
And I believe that, and then Brian Hart was the host. He came back as the host. So was I right?
So,
did I get everybody?
You know what? I was doing it by memory. I just looked at it the other day, and I was thinking, she's not going to remember Amy.
Yeah, no, of course I remember Amy, because she loves wine, too, like me.
Absolutely. Wine and cheese.
Wine and cheese. I love it.
What I'm saying, Michelle, is could that possibly be it? Do you think that they could have contacted Rachel and said, would you host one of the competitions? I mean, they had Dan host one. They had Jeff and Jordan host one. Perhaps they're asking, you know, one person or a couple people, you know, to host it as opposed to being actually in the house the whole season.
Well, I don't know. It could be a possibility, but what do you, I just thought of this, guys, right? What happens if they had a game plan? Like, say Big Brother was like, okay, we're going to have a new cast. That's it. But what happens if this whole glass house thing totally flipped the script on what their plan was? Because maybe they feel like, okay, glass house is coming out. They're going to be premiering June 18th, I believe is the exact date.
Yep.
I believe that's going to air for about a month. I heard that they actually changed the premiere date for Big Brother. They actually moved it further. It was supposed to be like July 7th. It's like July 12th, which you guys all know that's pretty late for a Big Brother premiere. So what
that
happens is they said, you know what? We can't do new people. We can't. We need to, like, blow it out of the water. So maybe their plan was to, okay, have newbies, and then they said, you know what, no, let's bring some controversial, let's do something where we're going to just kind of take Glass House and take it out of everybody's mind, because they don't know how Glass House is going to do, you know? So what do you guys think about that? That's probably a good scenario right there if you think about it.
I think yes, but I also think that every year about this time, Michelle, you're so hoping for an All-Stars.
Hey, you know, like, I'm just going to say, I've been hoping for that since, let's see, September, oh, I believe it was 13th of 2008. Oh, boy, bananas.
You know what,
but,
I did read about the Glass House is it's going to air Mondays. That's all they said. They didn't say several times a week. They said Mondays, and there will be a total of 10 episodes. So that's not that much.
Really? That's, to me, doesn't seem like a lot, right? Maybe they're just going to have a lot going on. Maybe they're going to – because America's going to be voting. So – and you guys, how many – let me see. Hold on. I want to see how many there are all together, because I'm gonna be going over the list of the Glass House. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 14. Well, you know, I guess we're going to have to see how that's going to work out, if they're going to do like a fast forward, kind of like how Big Brother did, double eviction, all that kind of stuff. We really don't know kind of how it's going to go.
And
you know,
there could be, like three finalists for – apparently, America will decide who wins it, so maybe they'll have, like, three people to choose from at the end, so that reduces it to, you know, about 11 weeks, 10 weeks, I don't know. They actually, here's a strange thing. On the ABC website, they say that voting will be starting this Saturday the 9th, but they won't start streaming until Monday the 11th. So I don't know how we're going to be voting or what we're going to be voting on when nobody has even seen anything yet. And then the streaming, they said, would be for 4 hours every Monday from 11 p.m. to 3 a.m. Eastern time. And you can figure out the Pacific time. But there'll be 4 hours of streaming Monday night, then Tuesdays through Thursdays, I think it was, for 1 hour each day. So they're not even going to have much streaming.
It's going to be very limited on as far as what we get to see on live feeds. So
yeah, I vote to throw a rock at the Glass House. I don't know. I'm just kidding. No, but it's going to be interesting to see. Let's go over the list now. There are two people from Mass. So
hey,
Michelle,
I'm sorry, I'm going to interrupt again because it's something you aren't aware of.
Oh, my God,
actually,
Paul, this is so odd. You never interrupt. So what was that?
I wanted to let you know because we didn't talk to you. Shut up. Both of you,
chat rooms, you love it? I love it.
I'm going to mute this both of you.
I love you, Paul. I love busting chops with you. I know you can take it.
What I can, absolutely can. But what I wanted to let you know, in case you wanted me to do it, every single one of the house guests, I have uploaded the audio of their 40 second to 50 second clips. So if you want me to play any of them, just tell me.
All right. Well, then, as we talk about them, why don't you play them? How's that? Does that sound good? Do you have it set up where their name, like, or is it all one stream?
No, each individual one. So that's why I wanted to let you know ahead of time.
Oh, Paul, see, you interrupt me for a good reason. I love it. Oh, gosh. Okay, perfect. Well, we'll just go down the line. We'll start with, because they have it actually listed alphabetically. So we'll start with Alex. Alex is a bail bondsman, age 25, from Dallas, Texas. So let's play his, Paul.
Well, the role I see myself playing is the good guy, because that's the type of person I am. I'm just going to kill him with kindness until I'm the champion of this show. I'm going to do whatever it takes to win, so if that's playing dirty, then that's playing dirty. But at the end of the day, I'm a good guy with good morals, and I just want to win, so I'm going to do whatever it takes. I'm 6'3", and I'm 200 pounds, so I'm a lean, mean fighting machine. If I have to dunk a basketball, I'm going to dunk a basketball. If I have to compete with you mentally, I have a college degree. I want America to make me do things, because you know what? Like I said before, I love the attention. So America, come on. Land of the free, home of the brave, baby. I love it. I'm American, and I want America to decide what I'm doing. So come on, America. Tell me what to do.
Whoa. He's talking about dunking basketballs. Do you know where he's going? That was really, Alex is... Okay. What do you think about Alex, Paul?
No, I have no clue what that basketball thing was, but he... I noticed is actually the youngest. So the cast is not, I mean, they've got relatively older casts overall, I would say. So, but he is actually the youngest. I kind of liked him. Time will tell, but I kind of liked him.
All right. Paul likes him. Cherry, what did you think about him?
Yeah, he seemed all right. He seemed like he's got a lot of energy and, I think people will like him.
Yeah. I think he's really trying to get America's votes, too. He's like, I'm American, and I love America, and America vote for me. I was like, oh, shit, this guy's pulling the strings out already. So we'll see how the young guy does with his college degree, see how far that takes him. And if there's a basketball competition and it's dunking, Alex, you're it. All right, from Dallas, Texas. So that was Alex. All right. So, and then if there's anybody out there that knows any of these people or has any background information that you wanna let us know about, make sure you guys give us a call and tell us about it. Okay. So, let's go to is it Andrea or Andrea? We don't know. You know, Andrea, Miss Bookkeeper, age 31, from. What is it? Valencina, California. California
Valencia.
Girl. Go ahead.
Valencia?
Oh, yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
Isn't that what I said?
I'm definitely the good girl and an alliance maker. I'm very strategic, and I'm going to be the one who's making sure that everyone is on my side. The special skills that I have that give me the advantage is I'm a very social person, and I'm a good listener. So people like to talk, and I'm willing to listen. I am very good at keeping secrets. I'm a very loyal person, and I will keep any secret that needs to be kept until I feel it's important for it to be told. Having the world watch me nonstop is a little bit scary, but I don't have anything to hide, so I'm not too worried about it.
Okay, does she not sound like my Tina? She sounds like Christina.
Yes. Oh, my God.
She sounds just like Christina. For a minute there,
Michelle, I've watched the videos and didn't hear the voices, but when you just play the audio, you are so right. You know what? She sounded, as all the interviews went, or whatever you call them, she sounded like somebody that was most into reality shows. She brought up a lot of reality type of, you know, phrases, alliances, and keeping secrets. And I think she's a real gamer. I hope she doesn't, and I don't know if it will come into effect, but I hope she doesn't play too hard too fast.
I don't know. She sounds like she's already got an alliance. So we'll see how it works. But we never know. Andrea could really be my Tina in disguise. Very interesting. But doesn't she sound like it, Cherry? Didn't you think so?
Her voice does sound real similar.
Gosh.
The other thing is, there was somebody else that mentioned, we'll hear it maybe, I think it was Ashley, that mentioned about America watching nonstop. We're not going to be watching nonstop. We don't get feeds nonstop.
No.
Well, maybe they don't know that. Maybe they don't know that. Maybe they just were told that you're it's going to be streamed. You know what I mean? So they're probably thinking it's going to be like a Big Brother. These are probably people that maybe have tried for Big Brother a lot too, I would probably say.
I really want to know that. And I so hope there's people out there that know who these people are in real life and can tell us, because those kind of people that say watching me nonstop, they probably were Big Brother, you know, fans.
Yeah, and it could help them actually too, because a lot of us watching The Glass House are going to be people that are huge Big Brother fans that want to know what's the deal with The Glass House. So it's going to be interesting to see. Okay, well, Miss Bookkeeper, we'll see how that works out for her. Okay, so we have Apollo, who is a poet and an author. His age is 28, from Phoenix, Arizona. So let's get Apollo's clip.
I think I have a love-me personality. If somebody sees something in me they don't like, it's often a reflection of a part of themselves that they don't like. So I try to get along with everybody that I can. I like to connect with people on a very deep level. The role that I see myself in is definitely the underdog. I want to be that inspiration to anybody that's watching, that no matter what you go through in your life, you can keep on pushing forward. And I know I'm not going to be the strongest person on the show. I'm not going to be the fastest person on the show, but I guarantee I'm going to deliver the most passion. I am not afraid of the camera. I am an open book. This is who I am. I have absolutely nothing to hide. So come on into my world.
Oh, he seems interesting.
But I always wonder about people that have a almost like a stage name. Now, is it possible his name was the same name as one of the other male house guests, and they said, "Hey, listen, we've got a mic already," you know? So I don't know, but stage names seem scary to me.
Well, it could be his real name. I mean, we never know. Obviously, you guys remember on my season, Ollie, which I know everyone loves the way I say it. It's Ollie, yeah. But his name is Brian, and they didn't have
Brian?
Him. Yeah, because of Brian Hart. So that I don't know about. There's really not much that we know about these people. So, or maybe he was just his mother really liked kind of like the whole Apollo thingy, you know. Isn't there like that ice skater guy, the speed skater, is Apollo?
Apollo Ono.
Apollo Ono, yeah. So maybe it's like
conceived
maybe
during one of the Apollo takeoff things, or
yeah. Maybe they're like, hey, speaking of NASA and diapers, maybe his parents are really into the stars and stuff.
Minnesota Dreamer said in the chat room there was also an Apollo on the movie Rocky, so.
Oh, all right. Well, Rocky was an underdog, wasn't he? So we'll see how that works out. All right. Apollo seems interesting. I'm wanting to see how that whole underdog thing works for him, so.
Yes,
all
and
right.
also his profession listed poet and author is kind of fascinating, too. Who's next?
Well, it's going to be great because he's actually going to be a person that's probably going to have, you know, like big words and, you know, that might not work out in his favor, you know, when somebody says words that you don't understand. Kind
well,
of like,
very
kind of like
if you're Greek.
Yeah, but remember you guys, remember Tarzan on Survivor? Like half the stuff that he said, you were just like, what?
I know.
You know? So we'll see what happens. All right, so we have Ashley, who is a paralegal, age 30, from New Orleans, Louisiana.
Whoops. Who hit their... Okay, here we go.
I think America Watching Me Nonstop is going to be hilarious. I don't drink, don't smoke, don't curse, but I still get on top of, like, tabletops and pole dance and all of that. I think that I'm a pretty crier. I've tried a couple times to get in the mirror and try to do a cry and make it pretty. When I win the $250,000, I'm going to first pay all of my bills, pay off my car, and I'm going to help my family out as well.
Ooh. I don't think America's going to like her one bit. Who practices a pretty cry?
I never have heard that in my life.
She doesn't drink, she doesn't smoke, but she's willing to party on a stripper
she's
pole.
She's willing to, yeah.
Exactly.
That doesn't really make any sense, does it? It's like she's trying too hard. She's like, I don't curse, but I will rub my ass crack down the stripper pole. Okay. I don't know. I don't know. I guess she's going to be the crier, maybe. Maybe she's going to be one of those, like, fake crier people.
The whole thing just shouts fake to me.
Yeah, yep. I don't, I'm sorry.
Oh, my God. Seymour said another Whamber. Oh, my God, Amber from BBH. Oh, my God.
Very, very interesting. We'll see. We'll see how her pretty cry works out. We'll see how pretty her cry is when America votes her ass out. Anyway. All right. Well, let's talk about Erica, the cocktail waitress, which is really weird to have a cocktail waitress on a reality show. Anyway, she is age 27 from Denver, Colorado. All right, let's listen up on Erica.
I hope that the gay community loves me because I love the gays. That has been a lifelong relationship of love. I mean, like, my favorite color is glitter. I'm just kind of a ballsy, gutsy, challenging, and surprisingly smart girl. I don't think they're going to see me coming, and I don't think they're going to know what hit them. I hate when people say, you either love me or you hate me. Like, that's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. There's, like, a whole world of possibilities in between those two things. And, like, if you're the kind of person that walks up and says, like, you either love me or you hate me, like, you've just helped me make up my mind. I'm here to make friends. How about that? I'm going to say that in a reality show. Yeah. I am here to win 250 grand, but I'm also here to make friends, and I don't think those two things are mutually exclusive.
She just ruined everything. First off, who says that? I really like the gays. Like, what the heck is going on there? Michelle from the Bronx, lay it down. Like, I think that was a ridiculous statement. And you know what? I say, either you like me or you hate me. So guess what? Bitch. No, I'm just kidding. I don't know about her. What do you think about her, Cherry and Paul?
Yeah, her favorite color is glitter. And she says that she hates it when people say you either love me or you hate me. And every other person after her says, you either love me or you hate me. It's so funny that she says that. And then every other one that you hear says those exact words. It's, like, hysterical. I can't wait till she gets in and realizes that every other person that's been interviewed has said those exact words.
Yeah.
I think that it could go either way with her. I think she could be out early or she could last to the end.
Well, I hope that whenever she leaves that they sprinkle glitter all over her so she can go out. Like Jerry said, if I get evicted, I hope they play God Bless America when I leave. Well, I hope they have glitter falling. I don't mean when she's winning. I don't really know what to say about that. She's going to be an interesting one to watch if she makes it past that. I don't know. Very interesting to see how she works with everybody in there. Okay, so let's see. Gene, Joe Arnold is going to like this one because it's from Chi-Town. Let's see. He is age 28. And let's hear what he's got to say, the stuntman. That's very interesting. I love that.
The kind of personality I have, you either love me or hate me. You're either going to love how in your face I am, how awesome I am at stuff, how I take a leadership role, or you're going to hate me because I'm that guy that's in your face all the time about everything. So, I mean, if you can't deal with that, you're not going to like me. I think all's fair in love and war, and this is war, man. This is a game. Games are meant to be won. It's going to separate the men from the boys, the girls from the women. My nickname's Hollywood because whenever I'm around, I make magic. America's going to like me because I'm just that awesome guy. 100% of the time, I'm real. I don't fake it. I don't turn it on Friday night when I'm going to the club and become a rock star. I'm a rock star on Monday, on Thursday, on Friday afternoon. I'm a rock star 24/7, and America's going to love that.
Self-proclaimed rock star. His nickname is Hollywood. Okay, now.
I don't know why, because there's a lot of things that seem maybe not negative or whatever, but I like him. I think that he could last a long time, and I can't really put my finger on why.
I think that he'll last because he said it. He has no problems telling things to your face, and maybe America's going to want to see him. He's probably going to be like the entertainment, you know, like the bad seed. But that can only go so far. I wonder if they know that America's going to be voting for them.
I'm
wondering, because a lot of them are talking about America's going to love me. That they know it. That doesn't mean that they know it. Maybe they could just be like, what do you think America's going to think of you when they watch it? And they could kind of maybe, you know, take it from there. But it seems like he's going to cause some riffraff in the House, and I like a little bit of, you know, fight in somebody.
Okay, what Mappy said in the chat room is kind of maybe why I felt this way. If he brings that much energy to the House, it would be good. And that's always, you know, the entertainment factor is going to be huge because the fans are going to ultimately decide who leaves.
Yeah, you know, so I think they might keep him around for a little bit. It really depends on how he interacts, because you can be one way and say, oh, yeah, I'm going to be in your face and I'm going to be like this. But when you go into the House, the glass house, that is, and you are now with all these people, it doesn't mean that he's going to bring that out right away, you know. So I think it's going to all be about the first few days on how he interacts with everybody. So I'm interested to see how the stuntman, Mr. Hollywood, who's from Chicago, is there Hollywood, Illinois? I don't know. But I'm interested to see how that's going to work out with everybody. And because I personally like somebody who's going to cause a little bit of a rift in the game, right? Doesn't everybody agree with that? Like, it seems like a lot of these people kind of like normal somewhat. Not, I wouldn't say normal, but they're not your big brother house guests, I guess you could say. So we'll see how they interact with each other. So he's going to be one to watch. All right. Maybe Chi-Town Joe might have a little bit of some insight on what he thinks about Hollywood. All right. So let's go on to Jacob, who's going to cook it up. Age 28 from, oh boy, are you going to correct me again, Paul? Coos Bay, Oregon, Beaver State.
If it's a show where I know I have to do things in order to win, then I'm going to do whatever it takes. I mean, whether I have to lie to this guy or lie to this girl or suck up to this guy or suck up to this girl, I mean, it doesn't really matter to me. I've been waiting my whole entire life for the world to see my personality, see me, see my good body, see my athleticism, everything. I mean, I've been preparing myself for many, many, many tens of years just to ever be on TV. If I won $250,000, the first thing I'd do with it is I would get me and my girlfriend out of Boyle Heights. We live in a 10-foot wide by 20-foot long studio with no kitchen, no fridge, no stove. My main social skills, I think, is my personality. Being very, very intense. If I need to be really intense, I can be. I feel like I'm definitely more athletic than anybody here, I guarantee.
Hello.
Did that one cut off, Paul?
I'm glad. Please, cut him off. Thank you. Oh, my gosh. I was for a minute there. I was like, are we on? What happened here? I don't know. I don't want to see his body.
No, he seems a little off to me. I don't know. It's I'm waiting to know more about this one.
He didn't seem like he was flowing, though, right, Paul? Like, seemed like he was, like, staging his whole kind of, like, he didn't even know where to go. He was all over the road, you know. I don't know.
He's the most athletic one in the house. He says he's been preparing for tens of years to be on the show.
Yeah.
And to be on TV. I was like, what? Tens of years to be on TV.
You know, somebody in the chat room said he reminds them of Keith from last year. Oh, his glass angels are going to come crashing down. I love it. Yeah, I agree with NC Beach Gal. Too much, too fast. Absolutely.
Yeah, Dina, I agree too. The only variable is if he tells his story and gets some sympathy votes for, you know, the small apartment or whatever he described that he lived in. I don't know. I got to see more of him. I don't know.
I don't care where the hell he lives. That's some bullshit. All right.
In Coos Bay, Oregon.
Yeah. How is he a cook and he doesn't have a kitchen? That's a bunch of BS. I think he's given some lame-ass crap. Yeah, that's some BS. He's trying to get brownie points from America, but we see right through him. Yeah, him and his body or whatever the hell he was talking about. All right. We're pretty rough on these guys. I love it. All right. You know me. I'm going to shred all them till I find one that I like. So far, I'm interested to see how Gene does with his Hollywood status. And Apollo, but we'll see. All right, let's go to Jeffrey, who's a receptionist, age 35, from the Bronx, Brooklyn, New York.
Brooklyn, right?
Brooklyn.
I am usually the type of person who likes to play by the rules, but if the rules aren't suiting my fancy, I will not hesitate to break rules in order to advance myself further. I definitely have a love me or hate me personality. Everyone I meet instantly loves me, and then maybe through a series of learning about me or me learning about them, maybe we're not a match for friends, and then they will hate me. I will definitely go to any lengths to win. This money is so important to me. I live on $32,000 a year. I have to win this money to buy my mom a divorce, to try to get better jobs in life, and that's why I'm here.
To buy his mom a divorce.
Well, we just found out who's going to crush Glitter's dreams, I'll tell you, because I don't know. I like him. I think it's going to be interesting to see how he works out. He sounds like he's got some spunk in him.
I like him as well, and nobody said anything, but would everybody agree that he's a gay house guest?
Ding, 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 ding. I would say so.
Yep.
I would think so. I don't know. He said he wants to tickle people's fancy or something, right? I heard something about fancy. I don't know. I like to see, because guess what? You don't mess with people from New York, okay? It was a little weird that he said, yeah, you're right, Terry. He does seem like to break the rule, but it was a little weird that he was like, I only make $32,000 a year. I think that's a pretty decent kind of salary. I don't know. Maybe not for New York, but for the average American, right? I don't know. But I like the divorce thing. That got me on him.
That made me laugh.
Yeah.
Poor mama.
That was interesting.
Yeah.
Well, if her husband doesn't know, he knows now.
No kidding.
I like to see. I like him.
Yeah,
I like him. I'm not
know.
Gonna, yeah. I'm not going to crush him yet. We're going to give him a little opportunity. All right. So let's go to Joy, the nurse. Oh, age 27. From Fredericksburg, Virginia.
I have a little bit of good girl, a little bit of bad girl. There's definitely a healthy medium with me. I have my balance. I might throw everybody for a little bit of a loop just because they don't really know what to expect from me. I definitely think I have a love me or hate me personality. When people first meet me, they're either going to love me or they hate me. And I think in the house, some people might even have to pretend that they love me. I am a heavy sleeper. I could probably sleep through a hurricane. Loud noises, music, so you're going to have to shake me if you want to wake me up. Please don't make me eat bugs. I really hope the audience doesn't make me eat anything crawling, slimy, so you might see me make some weird faces, but bring it on.
America, vote for her to eat fucking bugs.
That's what I
you
thought.
Know,
let's do it. Let's do it.
That's the first thing I thought about. You should never say that because that's what they'll do. But, guys, this one is one of my top picks. I really like her. I think
I don't like her. I didn't like her audition tape. No.
I didn't either.
All right.
Well, she's one of the youngest, and Paul always likes the young girls.
Wow. See, the next time if I go on Big Brother, I'm going to be like, America, I really hate lobster. So, like, I swear, if you guys pick lobster, I'm just going to, of course, why would you say to tell America that you hate bugs? Of course you know that they're going to go ahead, and of course Glass House is like, oh, okay, she hates bugs, so let's make sure we have America pick something like that, right?
Yeah, if America gets to vote and there's any possibility of making one of them eat bugs, you know America is going to be like, joy, 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 you know? She put it out there.
Yep.
Yeah, and I think she talked way too much about, like how you said, Cherry, you're either going to love to hate me or hate to love me, but I know you're going to love me, but you might hate me, but you're going to hate to love me, and you might like love to hate me, like I hate bugs. What?
I know.
Too much love, hate,
and,
love, love.
And you might even pretend to like me, even though you hate me. And
she's going to sleep a lot. She's going to sleep a lot, so she's going to probably be boring. I don't know. We will see. But we know Paul likes her. Right, Paul? Paul,
Cherry,
Paul got
Cherry,
a little temperature. He needs his temperature checked. Mm-hmm.
Cherry, you may have hit the nail on the head with my why I liked her, I guess. I don't know.
She wants
you, know
you, she wants you to drop all your clothes and just put the gurney on. Ooh.
I think it also had to do with I'd watched like 3 or 4 videos prior to hers, and I thought the previous videos that I watched in the order that I watched them, I thought they were pretty, you know, fake and phony and staged, and all of a sudden she didn't seem that way, and maybe when she was also cute. Okay, let's go on.
Yeah, let's just stick to that last part,
Paul.
Paul
has a
okay.
little bit of a fever right now. He's wanting
oh,
to
yeah.
play. He's wanting
oh, yeah.
to play nurse.
You know what? You know where that thermometer is going to go. Bend over, Paul. Okay.
Oh, my God.
We're going to make Paul blush.
Oh, God, I love it. All right. Well, tighten up, guys, because we got something. The next person to talk about. All right. We got Kevin, who's a police sergeant. Age 33, from Toledo, Ohio.
I work as a Toledo police officer, as a street sergeant in field operations. The most important thing to me is not whether you love me or hate me, but whether you respect me. I can say with 100% certainty that this has taken me all the way out of my comfort zone, and I have never, ever done anything like this before. When I cry, which is very rare, I am a snot bubble mess crier. Like, I don't want anybody looking. I don't want anybody to see me. Ever since I was a baby, my mom's one big dream was to go to Australia for an extended period of time. I'll take her to do that. I would probably put the rest away and use it for whatever comes up in the future, hopefully for a very, very good college education for my daughter.
Ooh, I like him.
I do too.
I want to see his snot bubble.
I want to see him cry, him blow snotty bubbles.
Yeah, I wonder what his, like, his department back in Toledo, if they've ever seen him cry or if this is something, like, new. I'm sure, like, I like sensitive guys, right? Don't you, Cherry?
I do.
I don't know. I like a guy that cries. I don't know. I hope he doesn't cry too much.
To see a police sergeant on one of these shows is going to be different. I mean, that is taking them completely out of their comfort zone. They're used to being in charge and having people listen to their orders, and he's going to be completely in a different environment being put in this house. So it's going to be interesting to see how he handles himself in there, how he fits
in. I'll tell you what, though. He sounded like what, so far out of everybody, the most real down-to-earth person.
I agree.
You guys agree?
Yeah. I do.
Yes.
I think that he's very down-to-earth.
By the way, I just have to address something from the chat room. Face One's cat keeps climbing on his keyboard. And I finally said, damn, cat.
Put your pussy cat away. Jeez. But, yeah, no, I think that he's going to be interesting. And I think a lot of America is going to like him. I mean, he's from the Midwest, from Ohio. He takes care of, you know, the community and gets rid of the bad guys. And he knows how to slap some handcuffs on. So, I like the pink furry ones, personally, but anyway. Oh, I'm sorry. Did I say that aloud? Oops, sorry. Oopsie. But yeah, no. To be honest, I like him. I think that he's gonna do very well. So okay, let's go to Miss Melissa, who's a freelance journalist. Age 31, another Chi-Town, Illinois contestant. Let's do it.
My nickname is Spunky, and I got it because I have a really hard time sitting still, and I am like this ball of energy, and I'm always bouncing around from one place to the other. I am a super competitive person, and so I will do whatever it takes. I mean, if that means running someone over, I mean, no harm, no foul. This is a game. And I'm playing to win. Oh my God, if I win $250,000, I kind of want to get a small place in Panama so I can play online poker. That is my number one goal. Definitely I will buy into the 10K main event because that has been a dream of mine to always play. Pay off some student loans and, you know, they throw a big party in Chicago.
Wants to buy a place in Panama so she can play online poker. That's the biggest dream she has.
Well, I think she had like 30 shots of Red Bull before she did that. Okay. So I wonder if she's going to have the poker face on. I don't know. I don't think so. I think she kind of is going to spill the beans. But her nickname is Spunky. And she likes poker. And that's basically all I got out of her. What do you guys think? I don't really know. I really don't have much to say. It's not like it was bad or good. I don't know.
She might irritate people if she's that, like, hyped up all the time.
Yeah.
We'll
I don't know. We'll see. That's going to be one that we're not, like, basically all these people are going to be totally different when they go and they actually start playing the game. So we'll see how Miss Spunky does.
If she can cook or clean, she might be well received. You don't know.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Hey, both Cherry and Michelle, there was a number of people that momentarily lost sound and would like to hear her again. So I'm going to quickly play Melissa.
Let's do it,
again.
I guess.
My nickname is Spunky, and I got it because I have a really hard time sitting still, and I am like this ball of energy, and I'm always bouncing around from one place to the other. I am a super competitive person, and so I will do whatever it takes. I mean, if that means running someone over, I mean, no harm, no foul. This is a game, and I'm playing to win. Oh, my God. If I win $250,000, I kind of want to get a small place in Panama so I can play online poker. That is my number one goal. Definitely I will buy into the 10K main event because that has been a dream of mine to always play. Pay off some student loans and, you know, they throw a big party in Chicago.
Okay, who's our next one?
All right. Well, my neck of the woods, we got Mike, who is a bar mitzvah DJ. He's just really ripping it up. Age 48, I believe he is the oldest, from Pembroke, Massachusetts. That's right, folks, he's a masshole. Let's listen to what he has to say.
Irish Mike. You know, I'm very proud of my heritage. I'm someone who's probably going to have a clover on my shirt and a clover on my hat. I'm an exhibitionist. I mean, my job is I'm a disc jockey. I'm freewheeling on the microphone. I'm spontaneous. I'm willing to do anything. I've done stand-up comedy. So I'm game for anything. Go ahead. Bring it on. When I walk into a place, people, you know, they either want to hear what I have to say or they get annoyed by me. But I understand that and I recognize that. So I'll know when it's the right time to turn up the energy or to turn it down. You know, there's a quote that you have two ears, you have one mouth. You listen twice as much as you talk. So I think that would be an advantage for me to win this. $250,000 is going to go to pay bills. In fact, I wish the prize was more. It's going to end up costing me money to be on this show. I got a senior in high school that's going off to college. Money goes there. I have an ex-wife. End of story.
Ooh, I like him.
I do too, and I thought the same thing that Barb, Minnesota Dreamer, said. Kind
he's
of,
like Casey, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
He says he knows how to listen twice as much as he talks, but I don't think so.
Me
neither.
He talks just as much as he listens. That's what I was trying to say. I like him. I think he's going to be funny. He's been a stand-up comedian. I think he will, because you have to sort of learn how to read people when you're on the stage. I think he will be able to read people in the house when he's in there. That's a characteristic that you have to have when you are in that kind of business. So I think he's going to be able to read people somewhat.
Yeah, I mean, I liked how he is a comedian, but, you know, hopefully this, we don't know what type of comedian he is, you know, what kind of sense of humor he has. If he has a dry sense of humor, sometimes some people don't like that. So I'm interested to see what type of comedy he's going to be throwing at these house guests and to see if they get annoyed.
That's an excellent point, but if he is interesting to the watchers, we got to keep remembering we're going to decide who stays. I think, you know, even though he's 48, if he's entertaining to the viewers, he's sticking around.
Yeah, I didn't really hear much of his Boston accent until he said, well, I'm going to need more. He's like, I'm going to need more money than that $250,000. I'm going to need more. I'm going to be losing money. I need more. So a little of his accent came out. So it'll be interesting to see how he does. But I'd say he's one of my top picks. Not because he's from Massachusetts, but I don't know. There's something about him I like. No, it doesn't hurt. Actually, it makes everything so much better. Okay, great. So, okay, let's go to Robin. I didn't get to see her her video yet, but I did get to see a lot of comments about her, and let me tell you something. A lot of people are saying that they do not like her, so I cannot wait to hear this. Her name is Robin. She's a blogger, age 43, from Washington, D.C.
I'm a manipulator, and sometimes it's good to be the center of attention, and sometimes it's good to fly under the radar, so I am what the situation dictates I need to be. I think the people who will like or root for me are parents. Again, most of the kids in this show are sub-25. I come from a generation where we had to work really hard to get where we were at. I'm champagne. Bubbly. Maybe a little seductive. Heart, spirit, body, soul. But believe you me, before you even realize it, I'll get you. In fact, when I think about this house, think about music blaring, eye glaring, extreme swearing, spotlight sharing, 20-somethings, that I kind of need an aspirin. Does anybody have one?
Well, we don't have Michelle. She mysteriously dropped off the switchboard. But my opinion is the Glass House people planted her as an easy first vote to get out of this house.
Can you
guys
hear
me?
Michelle. Yes, you're
back
with us, babe.
My phone died. Can you guys play it again? I didn't even get to hear Miss Robin.
Let's play Robin again.
Oh my God, you're torturing us, Michelle.
Let's put it this way: Robin did it. Robin came on. My phone cut out. Freaking the lights went out. I think I saw a bolt of lightning outside. Holy
All
crap!
All right, let's rip this Band-Aid off.
I'm a manipulator. And sometimes it's good to be the center of attention, and sometimes it's good to fly under the radar. So I am what the situation dictates I need to be.
I think the people who will like or root for me are parents. Again, most of the kids in this show are sub-25. I come from a generation where we had to work really hard to get where we were at. I'm champagne. Bubbly. Maybe a little seductive. Heart. Spirit. Body, soul. But believe you me, before you even realize it, I'll get you. In fact, when I think about this house, and think about music blaring, eye glaring, extreme swearing, spotlight sharing, 20-somethings, that I kind of need an aspirin. Does anybody have one?
What the hell? Okay, I really didn't even have to hear that, but... She sounds
Thanks for putting us through that again. Did you see in the chat room what Mappy said?
What?
I had a tough day, and she's making me wish I was back in the tough part.
Oh, my God. I don't know about you guys, but she sounds like she's reading from a sex hotline script. And I think
Michelle,
that all the parents, out there are going to just like, let me, what the fuck is she talking about? Disclaimer.
Michelle,
here we go.
Michelle, you didn't hear my
the
comments.
The views expressed by guests and callers of the Rad Reality Show are not necessarily the views of the hosts or the sponsors of the Rad Reality Show, and are for entertainment purposes only. Some assembly may be required, and batteries are not included.
I'm sorry, Paul. Go ahead. Go ahead, Paul. What were you saying before the disclaimer came up?
Perfect, Jerry. I said that she seems like maybe the Glass House producers planted her in there for an easy first vote out.
Is she serious? Like, I don't know. That to me was just absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah,
like,
okay.
She has to use her seductive voice when she's giving her little,
I don't get it. I didn't get it at all.
It was just so planned and plotted, and, like, she thought, I guess they don't know who else is going to be in the show with them at that point, because she's thinking that everybody there is going to be little 20-somethings, like, you know, in the early 20s. And most people there, the youngest one is, what, 25?
Yeah, and she said they're all younger than 20. They're all sub-25. So, I mean, she's clueless, and she's got to go. Where can I vote now?
I mean, I don't know. I think if that's what they showed America, Glass House is like, okay, let's get her out first, because, you know, a lot of us younger people, I'm going to throw myself under the 25 thing. No, but I'm just saying a lot of younger people do watch. And so, number one, she automatically just lost all of the younger crowd. And the older crowd's going to be like, I don't want her to be associated with us. You
right.
know what I mean?
Exactly.
She's just creepy. She's like creepy... Like a creepy, like, I don't know. She just, she rubbed
like
me the
you
wrong
said,
way.
She sounds exactly what you would expect to hear on one of those porn phone calls, you know?
Ugh.
Just, I don't know, just.
All right, let's move on to something
else. Move along.
I don't know, but sheepers, creepers. I don't know, maybe we're going to, like, America's going to vote for, like, I don't know.
We've got somebody on the switchboard that might want to comment on that. Let's bring somebody up. Mr. Postal Dave, what do you have to say about that?
I remember calling Romania and hearing somebody that sounded like that, but I think it was Dracula's ex-wife. Blah, blah, I want to take everybody out. Blah.
Oh my gosh, that's so funny.
All right, hey, Postal Dave, hold on a second. Are we almost done? Aren't we down to the last one?
Yeah, we have one more.
Let's go ahead and play it.
All right. Well, you guys, our last one, our last contestant at the Glass House. Oh, yeah, Stephanie. She's the naughty scientist, age 32. Oh, yeah, from Boston, Massachusetts.
The role that I see myself in is the mastermind, so not necessarily the good girl, bad girl, alliance maker, backstabber. I want somebody else to form the alliance and pretend to be the leader, or at least they think they're the leader, but everybody knows it's really me. America is going to like me because I'm actually a smart female that's not just a bimbo with a boob job. I play by the rules when it's to my advantage, but if the rules are in my way, then I'm not afraid to play a little dirty. I usually need to be the center of attention, but when it behooves me, I know how to fly under the radar. With $250,000, I think I would quit my job for a while and go back and get a PhD in something fascinating.
Reminds me of Michelle and
Noonan.
Michelle Noonan.
I had the same thoughts when I was watching her interview, and when I just played the audio without seeing her, she even sounded a little bit like Noonan.
She does.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, she did. And I feel like...
Oh, my God, like my boobs are bigger in my head. Oh, my God.
I'm, like, so mad now because I'm like, oh, my God. You know, I always root for the hometown people, but, oh, gosh.
Yeah, but that's going to be hard.
Yeah. But, I mean, she had to go in there and throw that she wants to go get a PhD. She wins, so she maybe won over some of those smarty pants out there. But, I don't know. I'm going to have to say I'm not really too crazy about her, and she's around from where I live. So, I don't know. I don't like her. I'm going to just go out there and say I don't like her. And I don't think her little mastermind is really going to freaking work too well. She's not going to be the puppet master. No, I don't see it happening. So that
I'm
is
sorry,
our
Michelle.
Cast. Guess what?
No, I'm sorry, because I know what it's like to see somebody from your area and your hometown, so to speak, and not like her.
That's right, though. I got bar mitzvah DJ. So,
yeah.
You know, can't win them all. But very interesting to see how all these different types of personalities are going to mesh and how it's all going to work out with America voting and... I don't know. I'm just kind of like, all right, let's get this started. Don't you guys kind of want to see it now? I kind of want to be like, ooh, what is it all about?
I'm
all right. We spent more time than we probably thought, Michelle, on the Glass House. What else do we want to talk about? Whoa.
Oh, what was that? Whoa.
I don't know what that was.
It sounded like the cat.
No,
the cat got through the
ears. I got three Yorkies and they're acting crazy.
I was like, what is that? All right, well, yes, that's the Glass House, guys. June 18th, which is only a couple of weeks away, we're going to see how the whole America voting and all that stuff pans out and who's going to make it and who's not. And if any of these people, what they said on their tapes, if anything is even going to happen, because... Usually, whatever they say, you do opposite, or opposite happens. So, I'm sorry, Shaitan Joe is right. Feeds are on the 11th, so I guess we will see
the 11th. The first television broadcast is, you're correct, is 2 weeks on the 18th, but they'll actually start giving us little feeds online prior.
Yeah, that's going to actually be Monday, right?
Yep.
Okay. All righty. Well, we'll see what happens with the Glass House. Very interesting. Okay. Robin screwed me all up. I need to go, like, hit the bottle.
Have some vino after that one, huh, Michelle?
Holy crap.
Hey.
I'm already all a mess over here.
Hey, Michelle. Did you have any comments about part two of the Mob Wives reunion? I've seen some of these reunion shows, and that definitely, both parts were phenomenal.
Oh, if we're going to talk about Mob Wives, there's somebody on the switchboard that I have to bring up.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, let's talk a little bit about that.
Miss Dina?
Well, good evening.
How are you?
Hey, well, hello there.
Hi, Terry. Hi, Paul. Hi, Dave.
Hi, Dina.
What's going on? What are you doing, Dina?
Sitting out enjoying 420 about 2 hours late.
Happy
day. So, let's get into Mob Wives before I forget about it.
Go ahead, girl.
Was that not bizarre between Ramona and Drita?
They need to have a fight. They need to put on a boxing gloves or MMA in the ring and duke it out, because I think Lucifina is full of crap and she's scared to do anything unless she sucker punches somebody.
Yeah, I don't know about you guys, but if Drita ever gets a hold of her, whew.
Yeah, I think Drita is going to rip her and just shred her to pieces if she gets a hold of her.
Only if Karen is not around, because I don't think Karen's going to let her friend, like Drita would not allow that to happen to Carla, just bottom line. And I think that we're going to see season three. I'm not really quite certain whether Drita has come back into the picture or she's finalized her deal. I imagine if she has two smarts about her, she'd ask for a little bit more money. I found it absolutely, the whole thing astonished me from part one was, and I'm still not over on part two, is how Renee's sister, she's the producer, and now it makes clear sense as to why the storyline and Junior, that show now reminds me of the Renee show, because it's her family that brought us all together, and the reunion was just, Joey Behar, she was beyond herself. She really didn't know how to handle this. I think they should have had another middleman in there, a middle person.
I don't think she should have even been there. I don't even know how Joy, she like went into the wrong like studio. Just stay here if you're here. I totally did not understand why she was there. I don't know if she asked to be there or they found her. To me, that was the most confusing part of the whole reunion for me. I don't understand why she was there.
Andy Cohen from Watch What Happens Live and Housewives, I mean, he knows how to handle crazy women who want to kill each other. They should have had him.
Well, wrong network.
I know.
That's the only reason that happened. Joy just, she's not no longer on the, on her show in the evening times in Italian. I don't know where that came into part, but whenever we are finished that, I don't know, Michelle, if you had a chance to check out the sneak preview of Chicago Mob Wives, but these bitches, if we thought Ramona and Drita had issues, wait until this season comes up with these new ladies. This is just, they're crazy. I don't even want to talk about them because I'm afraid, I'm not worried about Staten Island. I'm worried about Chicago coming down here and whacking my ass.
I'm so sad because I didn't even see Chicago yet. I think
I didn't get to either, Michelle. I was at home, and they're not replaying it again until it starts.
It's like Senior Citizens Attack. It's like all these women, and they're like, I'm going to hit you with my cane. I'm going to hit you with my walker.
Michelle, you have. Hey, guys, we do have. Yeah, it was kind of like a sneak peek, airing before the premiere. So that's why it's not being re-aired until about the 11th, I think it is. Joe is on the line as well there, Cherry. I don't know how your switchboard's looking. I want to play, here is Mob Wives Chicago's theme song that you'll start hearing. So let me play that before we bring up people to talk more.
We'll be right back.
I can tell you one thing. You definitely need to reduce the volume on that audio. It is
blaring. Was it too
loud?
Okay. I'll do it right now. Thanks for letting me know.
Just brought my migraine up to a level 1 million.
Oh.
Well, before you guys continue talking, I'm actually going to jump off. I don't want to get any, news about the Chicago mob. I just want to see it for myself. But I actually spoke earlier with Cherry, and I'm not feeling very well today, folks.
I loved you on Big Brother. I never got to meet you, but I've heard you a lot on here. Just Postal Dave.
Oh, thank you so much, Dave. I appreciate it. Thanks for listening and coming on and calling. I really do appreciate that. You never know. You might see me back on because I'm wishing for an All-Stars, but no.
Cool.
Well, I can only wish. I've been wishing for like 5 years now.
You and Jesse will be together. You guys will be partners.
Oh boy! Oh, I hope so. I just don't think that Jesse would probably come back. He's got so much going on with his wrestling. You never know. Jesse's always come. He's come back every year, actually.
Yeah.
But,
well, I hope you feel better.
11, 12, 13. Michelle, I hope you can get very restful, lots of sleep, girl. You deserve it.
Thank you. I'm going to let Cherry and Paul finish up the show, guys. Sorry. In the past 6 days, I've literally had 10 hours of sleep, and I was getting a migraine, and then when that Chicago song came on, I was like,
right,
holy crap. But I do want to say just a couple things before you guys go back onto that. I want to say thank you guys for always coming on Manic Mondays and keeping us going. Love you guys and everybody who's called in today. And also, I just want to say a happy birthday to my dad, who's going to be turning 61 on Saturday. My Papa Costa.
Oh, we're the same age.
Yeah, my Papa Costa. He's going to turn 61 on Saturday. So
happy Papa Costa.
Yeah, I just want to say happy birthday to him. And I also want to say thank you for everybody who voted for me on the Reality Nation Big Brother bracket.
Yeah.
Yay. So thank you all for that. And Paul and Cherry, if you guys can finish off the show for me. I love you guys. Chat room, love you guys. And I will talk to you guys next week or through Twitter and Facebook and all that good stuff. All right. I got to go. Ciao, guys. Love you. Mwah.
Love you, too. Get some rest, babe.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. I hope she gets some much, much needed rest. She has been working herself like crazy lately, and she's finally back at home where she can get some good sleep, and she really, really needs it. So we can continue on talking about Mob Wives Chicago style. I actually did not get to see the show. Paul has. Their theme song is really good. I'm glad that it's a good theme song. I didn't know that they could come up with one quite as good as the original Mob Wives. I don't know if I like it quite as well as the original, but it is a great theme song. So props to them for coming up with another good theme song. And, Joe, just so you know, you are live with us. Thank you for calling the Rad Reality Show on Manic Mondays.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Hey, Joe.
Hi, Paul.
Hey,
hi,
Joe.
Hi, Dina. Hi, Dave, my postal man there. Is he still on?
Chicago Joe.
Hey.
Hey,
and Jeff the Dude's in the room.
Yes, Jeff the Dude is in the room.
Yeah.
Or Dina, though.
Joe, I want to let you know on the air, I'll just take this opportunity. I was over at my parents' house all afternoon. And
I knew that.
Saturday night, so I saw your messages when I got home, and I apologize, but I wasn't able to make it.
That's okay. No problem. I had no problem. Just tune in this week. It's all blues. It's blues. We're having our blues fest here.
Oh, man, that is the best blues fest up there, Grant Park in Chicago. I've been to that blues fest, and it rocks.
It's going to be hot and humid here, too. But I'm going to be playing all blues on my show this week. So if you want to come, please come. But I won't talk. I know what Paul felt about the opening thing. I know how Dina felt. I do agree with Dina on one fact that, well, first of all, one of these people I'm related to, one of these ladies, and they're all fucking crazy. And what Dina said is very true. It's like Deirdre on crack when they get mad at each other.
You mean Drita?
Drita on crack. Yeah, Drita did sign for next year, Cherry.
Great.
Yay!
And did you get to see my thing today I sent you from Big Ange?
I saw it on my Facebook page. I have not actually gone to watch it.
Okay, you have to look at it because she's got her show starts in July.
Awesome.
She was with Snooki talking in the back of a limousine about penises and what sizes they liked. So you gotta.
Oh my gosh! I've gotta see this.
Yeah, it's rarely. It's funny, and I did watch another new show, so you know, that I thought was really good, and I was surprised. It's Snooki and JWoww's show.
I saw a little bit of that show.
It wasn't bad.
I have to say, I didn't watch it all, but I did watch a little of it.
It looks like a Laverne and Shirley type of setup in New York.
Yeah, it just kind of reminded me a little bit of that.
But
So I just wanted to kind of reel it back a bit and just find out if we were, because we got a couple of Mobwise fans up on the line, if we're done talking about Mobwise or.
Can I just say that when the new Mobwise, when everyone who is interested in the Mobwise series, when they do get a chance to watch the first episode, if we thought Drita was something, there is a character on the new Mobwise who has curly hair, and please help me with her name. I think it's Leah DeSimone.
DeSimone?
This chick is, let me tell you something. Keep your mouth shut. And Cherry, what you posted on Facebook today, this is this woman coming out of her mouth all the time, all day long. And we have not seen anything.
Yeah,
she has not seen anything like when you're going, what we're getting ready to witness with this chick. I'm excited about this.
She is going to be a major player in this show.
Yeah, she's probably one of my favorites. There's a lot of them that leave a lot to be desired. And what I mentioned, and hopefully this doesn't taint those who haven't watched yet. By the way, it premieres again this Sunday night. So keep your... But there was so much influence, in my opinion, on that show, trying to recreate Mobwise, the original Mobwise, even down to a let's get together for dinner, and a fight breaks out. I mean, it was just too much scripted. But there, you know, I will give it time because they will inevitably get more real, I think.
Yeah, and they are filming in the Italian neighborhoods, although a couple of them don't live there. They're further out. And for our listeners here, all their stories are true, if not more horrendous. A couple of them are toned down, their fathers, what their fathers did. So we might get more of that.
I think what you said, Paul, about it playing into what you're thinking about the script, I don't know. We don't know as viewers unless the press releases the dates that they are filming. But you know as well as I am, if I've just been picked up by VH1 to come on to a new show, you're going to have to amp it up to what the other housewife or mob wife or those scenarios. And I do believe, you know, hey, Drita and Renee and Karen, they brought it to the table with bringing a true rat story to the table and bringing it on. Now the Chicago wives, I mean, they just know. They know.
Yeah,
and the ratings.
they've got a character on, if you want to call them characters, who fills the rat role. Her dad was a cop. Her dad was a dirty cop, and she's not even connected to the mob, in, from what I could tell, Joe, but she, her dad was a dirty cop that got put away, and he ratted.
He sure did. He sung like a canary. Yeah, so, I remember it.
I'm wondering, Paul, what do you think about this? So the real, you know, I know you're not a big fan of the Housewives series off of Bravo, but what do you want to bet, my man? We'll have a Mob Wives Vegas. We'll have a Mob Wives. Oh, we'll go to Sicily before it's all over with.
They could do a Hispanic one in L.A.
Or El Paso, where all the Mexican gangs are.
Yeah, no,
we don't even
want
to start on that. We need to. We're only trying to take care of one culture at a time, right? We're dealing with the Italians right now. God damn, people, calm down. We got war going on.
You tell them, Dina.
Ethnic wars over the radio. Law, how mercy. Then the damn donations to Dina M. Thomas at Yahoo. All right, we'll see that it goes to the right freaking place. What's wrong with you people?
Secretary of State Dina.
What the hell?
I want to bring up some premiere new seasons that are starting up in the next few days. Tuesday night is the second season of Love in the Wild, for those that watched that last year. Also on Tuesday night is the premiere of season 3 of Storage Wars. And on the following night, Wednesday,
is the big night.
Big Redneck Vacation.
Yeehaw.
They go
and
to England.
Redneck Island.
And Redneck. That's an hour and a half.
I have already got an interview set up with one of the cast members of Redneck Island. So
fantastic.
Yes, so we've got to
watch that one as well.
I could have Dina come in as your RedNet expert and be like a co-host for that.
Yeah.
There you go.
That might happen. We don't know.
It all starts, if you're on the East Coast, on Wednesday at 10:30. But it goes, I think, for two and a half hours, right, Jerry? Because I think the Redneck Island is an hour and a half, the first show.
That might be. I haven't looked at all the...
I want to check the times right there. I would find that hard to believe they would start that at 10:30. Let's check
our
time.
Because they had the CMT Awards on
Wednesday.
The Country Music Awards.
So isn't one of the redneck chicks pregnant over in England this time?
Yeah.
She's pregnant?
Yeah.
Well,
it's funnier than hell if you've seen any of the clips.
Mm-hmm.
Redneck, I just want to confirm, Redneck Island premieres this Saturday, I think it is.
Well, it's Wednesday it comes on.
I show Saturday at 9 p.m. Let me double check on that.
Okay.
And
I've already hit all the DVRing on it, so.
I show Redneck Island Season 1, Episode 1 premieres at 10 p.m.
Right.
Eastern, 9 p.m. Central
right.
on Saturday.
Right, that would be correct. They're doing is they're putting it, I was under the influence it was on after the CMT Awards, but I could be wrong. You might be right, Paul. But I know that the Redneck Vacation is on right after the CMTs.
On Sunday. On Wednesday.
Yeah, that's on Wednesday. Because they take off for England on Wednesday.
Yeah, the first... Wait a minute. Now I found... they said Redneck Island Season 1 on Saturday was an hour and a half, but then I see it repeated, and it's a two-hour show, so stay tuned. I don't know what the hell's going on.
Yeah, it's going to be hard.
People do that in Tennessee. Most people in Tennessee don't know what's going on, so... Go mad. I'm still here, folks, and wish me luck. Wednesday, I will be traveling back to North Carolina.
Right.
Friday,
I go to the Big Rock down in Moorhead City for $1 million fishing tournament. So, y'all people, I'll tell you right now, I'll make it on the air promise. If I win this $1 million fish, we're all, everybody in this chat room, everybody that we have come close to, we're all going somewhere, reality somewhere this year. I'll grant you that. If it's Point, or if we're going to Virginia, we're going to go show our faces, and this bought and paid for by me, Dina Thomas. It's on air right now. We're going somewhere. We're taking, hey, our family's going to take a field trip.
You put that pole on the water, girl.
Oh, tight lines, baby, tight lines.
I heard they were curvy lines.
Well, it depends on how much you have drink and smoke throughout the day as to what lines you're seeing. But I've got a heavy day of traveling Wednesday, and then it sounds like a heavy night of watching TV and chillaxing in North Carolina. I want to tell you right before I hang up here, guys, last week's show was phenomenal. It was spot on from start to finish. Everybody calling in was perfect. You, Paul, you, Cherry, Michelle, and everyone else has made this show what Ron would have wanted to be. So I just want to say thank you, much love to you, to all of the hard work that both of y'all have done. It really means a lot. And you know what? You've kept our little family together. And nobody's asked for child support yet, so you're doing good.
Dina,
I would like to just say the same thing, too, to what Dina says. I think you hit it spot on, Dina. You really
thank
did.
Thank you guys so much. That means the world to us.
Yeah,
I mean,
Dina,
you don't hear it enough.
Dina,
yeah, thank you, Terry. And, Paul, you're the master manipulator of the board and switchboard and computer. And his postal Dave, and I really appreciate it. And, Cherry, I wanted to apologize to you for being a little political on your Facebook. I just want to say that face-to-face. I was just having a bad night with the stepkids and all kind of stuff.
No problem, sweetie.
Okay.
We all have those bad moments. I want to also thank you for your kind comments, you three, for that show. Wasn't sure how it was going to turn out, but somebody must have been looking over us because it was very enjoyable. I did see you on the switchboard, Dina. Apparently you were enjoying it and just listening on your phone, but hopefully you didn't push one because I never did see you to bring you up.
There was too many. Listen, I got in late on the game with Juan, unfortunately, and I needed to be exactly, I was where I needed to be. I was listening to much love, and Rennie calling in absolutely shocked me. And Cowboy and Michelle, and it wasn't a boo-hoo fest. I've just gone through that personally. It was a very uplifting show, and you couldn't have done a better job, just straight out. Kudos to the two of you.
When I first talked about doing the show, and I said, no, I want it to be a show about the joy that Ron brought to us. I want it to be a fun show, and I don't want it to be a cry fest. I want it to be, you know, us talking about the fun times with Ron and how much joy he brought to us. And Paul was sort of reluctant at first. He thought it was going to be another show where we cried all the way through it, and he was none too sure that it was going to come off like it did, and I'm so grateful that it came off in the manner that it did, because If we would have cried all the way through it again, I think Paul would have been like, I told you so.
my most favorite moment of everything is Ron having such difficulties with the charging of the cell phone. And the ladies, the girls are just trying to fret, you know, charge it in. You know, you're on a bus, and the story of the lady meeting him in St. Louis and
Vicky. Yes.
That brought tears to my eyes, but after that, it was all love.
Vicky is a dear, dear, dear heart. I think Cherry and Vicky are cut from the same cloth, if that's the phrase. But I especially liked the clips I was able to play that just cracked me up about Ron. Playing that one with Rooster.
Oh, yeah.
For for Billy Garcia, and oh, there was just so many clips that we started playing that I could hear people online, you know, that were on the switchboard starting to laugh. I laughed along with them, and that made it for me, and I was so happy to see all the people. And it wasn't only the reality people that called in, but it was all the Rad Reality Show family members that called in too, because, I mean, having Christina on, I know what she went through and how important she was, and Al the Cop coming on near the end, and
Missy.
It was, and oh, Missy.
Oh, Missy, of course.
Missy was so important to Ron.
It turned out for me to be just a perfect mix, and I was happy, and I'm glad it came off that way. And so thank you again.
I mean, right from the get-go with those clips, Paul, I mean, it was great.
Thank you.
It was great, you know, and all the people, I mean, I didn't think, I would have been upset if one of us, you know, we knew him from afar, some of us, and some of us knew him close. I didn't know him that well, but what I wrote, and I think Cherry and Michelle kind of leaned to what I wrote, I owe a lot to Ron because I have a radio show because of Ron.
Yeah.
That's right.
You know that? When you think about it. And then through Michelle, you know, and now I'm heard throughout the world. It's terrible that the world has to hear me, let alone
Amen.
Anywhere. Thank you, Dina. But, I wouldn't have had that opportunity if I did not go with Cherry and Ron Talbot on that plane where Cherry was having a rough time on that flight and meeting everybody who I met, you know, and all the people that Ron brought together, you know, and God, you know, I just, you know, you don't think of it, but when you step back at it all, you know, you know, how many friends I've made, and real friends, like Phil. Phil comes to my show every week, if he's sick or not, and he sticks with me like Paul. Paul sticks with me, you know. And,
we've got a caller that wants to come up on air and talk about something. I want to get him on before
we have to
cut the show. So let me bring him up. Cowboy, thank you so much for calling in tonight. How are you, babe?
Good. That's my cooking partner. That's
hey, I was going to mention that.
I tell you what, that goes down. And I tell you what, it's not like every day that I get to, you know, cook with a fan. And I tell you what, I will, you know, till the day I die, I will always remember that moment.
We had a great time cooking. And
it
wasn't
did.
Like
it was
I was there to suck up to you, if you remember. We just had a good time back there, you know.
We did. And I tell you what, it was, you know, it was so much fun. It's kind of weird how cooking can actually bring people together.
Sure.
And, you know, I tell you what, we knocked out of the park, and I was really pleased with the meal. So I'm glad that
had some great food that night too. I'm there witness.
Thank you.
And now here you are. You're working at Gilly's, and I didn't know that.
I am working at Gilly's. Yeah, I'm working at Gilly's, and I tell you what, I've already met Doug Stone. I've met Mickey Gilly.
Wow.
I've met, of course, I already knew him, but Jason Meadows from National Star. He took runner-up. Of course, he's from this area. He's already came in. Gilly's is, I tell you what, it's bringing in people. And I'm so excited because, I mean, like Saturday night, I was knocking out of the park. I mean, I did the bull rides. And, I mean, it was just so much fun, you know, doing the rides and stuff like that, meeting people. And I tell you what, my best experience so far is Mickey Gilly. He took the time to meet my mom. My mom started crying. She's always wanted to meet Mickey Gilly. And it was just, he was a sweetheart. I mean, literally, he's very noble. And what's so cool is the family actually offered me a cooking position in Branson, which I was like, no, I can't move my family. But, you know, it was just a great honor because, you know, all I did was give them kindness, just like they were giving everyone. And it was just, I tell you what, it was one of them that you put in your book that you'll never forget. Hey, Cowboy.
Well, it must have made you happy, Cowboy, because you went out and bought the kids a pool.
I did. And then a hole got poked in, and then I had to go and get another one. And needless to say, my two boys are out there playing in the pool right now.
That's great.
So
don't let Alan near your house.
Night, huh?
I know. Yeah, Alan's wanting to do a cannonball already.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Don't. You'll run out of water that way. Hey, Cowboy. I'm so glad that you called in. I want to thank you again for joining us on Thursday night. I hope you felt positive about it. We had a lot of people just before you came on the line that were talking about how enjoyable that show was. And before we run out of time, was there any specific reason that you called in tonight?
Yeah, I tell you what, right now I've been working with David and Mary from Amazing Race. They're helping with an organization, Autism for Children, in Louisville, Kentucky, August 10th, 11th, and 12th. And I've been able to help them in so many different ways and I know a good booking agent, so they're working on some great things for that weekend. And I just... It's for a good cause. I mean, I think this charity here is probably going to be number one on my list for a while, besides Toys for Tots. Toys for Tots obviously is really personal for me as well. But this organization that David and Mary, they're in Louisville, Kentucky as we speak, you know, working on this event with several people. And it's going to be a knockout. And I think that, Cherry, I think that you're thinking about going as well, right?
Absolutely.
And maybe, Paul, maybe we can see you there as well.
You know, so many kids are affected by autism, and it's growing every year. And it's something that the charity, you know, they need so much money to be donated to autism for research because it's just growing in leaps and bounds by children being affected by this disease. And I don't have the exact numbers, but I've heard a commercial where it says like 1 in 55 or something like that boys are born with autism every year. And it's just 1 in 55, and I think it's something like 1 in 80 girls are born with autism. And it's awful that, you know, those numbers are that high now.
Yeah.
And they need to have more research and be able to find out what's going on and what's causing it and how to stop it. And so the charity is just so important.
They have a good page for it, too, for this stampede or whatever you're calling it.
I think it's called isn't it called the Stampede?
Yeah, if I'm not wrong, it is. Yeah, it's up on Facebook already. So
Yep, it is. I'll be honest with you, I haven't looked at the Facebook. The only reason is because I get the inside because I'm on the phone with Mary a couple hours a week, and I tell you what, she's excited and she's thrilled and. I tell you what, this is going to be a fun event, and I'm not going to throw out names, but there's some Big Brother people that's very interested in, because I don't think we've got a necessarily confirmed yet, but we got some, you know, Big Brother people that is interested in. They're bringing in Survivor, American Idol. There's so many reality.
I know Louis's coming.
Yeah. Oh, is he?
I did an interview with him the other day, and he said he was going.
Oh, awesome. Well, I did. I've been I've shot him a couple of emails, and I know that he wants to, because I think Mallory and Gary from Amazing Race is thinking about it. And I tell you what, there's going to be so many reality people. There's going to be singers. I think they're going to do karaoke. There's just so much that's going to be going on that weekend, and I'm really excited. This is, you know, I'm actually thinking about bringing my kids, which I've already put the vacation time in, and you know, I'm really excited. I'm not excited about the trip down there because it's an 8-hour drive. But
it sounds like a great event, and I'm glad you called in to talk about it. Just to let all you guys know, we only have about a minute and a half left before we got to wrap it up. So just a time check for y'all.
All right, guys. Well, I appreciate y'all, and can't wait for Big Brother to start very soon and be able to do the roundtable. I love you guys, Cherry Paul, everything you do. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Cowboy. And we'll put a clip together for this so that we can play this on our shows.
Sounds great. Thank you.
All right, hon. Take
care,
baby. All right, bye-bye.
You too.
I'm going to get off the line so you can close out your show.
All right. Thanks, Joe, so much. You take care, hon.
Love you all. Bye-bye.
Love
now.
You too. Bye-bye. Dina, thank you so much for calling in too, babe.
Thank you so much. Y'all have a great night. Thank you for the call, honey.
All right. You too,
thanks,
hon.
Dina.
Thanks, Paul, babe.
Wow, another great show. I want to thank everyone for joining us tonight, and make sure you join us again on Thursday night at 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central for our Reality Roundtable. I'm going to close the show with Ron, as I always do. Take care. Be kind to each other. Love you all.
I want to finish off the show with a little music and say to all of my listeners, thank you guys, and thank you all for coming in.
God bless you, and thank you for listening to the show. And it was a great one.
Take care, everyone. God bless you, Ron.
Good night.